which would prove difficult from a measurability point of view. The error rate there is 5.6%, which is also well below the 20% error rate, which would result in any modification or qualification. In terms of time bound, we found two incidences where the targets were the time for achieving of the target were not clearly defined. The error rate is 2%, which is also way, way below the sort of 20% that results in an audit modification, audit report modification. In terms of relevance, we were comfortable that the targets that had been set are relevant for, in terms of the mandate of the post office, the error rate there being 0%. Just an indication of the technical information that informs what management needs to do in terms of the performance, the program for performance information. It requires that the accounting office ensure the existence of documentation that addresses the following: definitions and technical standards of all information collected by the institution, the process for identifying, collecting, verifying, and scoring information. What we found in our overall conclusion on the strategic target that has been set by target by a couple, we basically found that the error rate of all well below the threshold that in terms of the auditor general's guidance may have resulted in audit modification or qualification. The bullet below gives you the indication of the audit general guidance that is used to determine when the audit report or audit opinion on performance information should be either modified, qualified, or adverse. And as indicated in the previous slide, the percentages in instances where there were errors were well below 19%. So we don't expect any qualification in terms of the targets being non-specific or non-relevant. I must say, we emphasize that this does not indicate that the audit report will not be modified or qualified. This is just an indication based on how they've developed and outlined their targets. During the course of the audit, we obviously still need to audit that information that they report on in the annual report is reliable, and this is not giving an indication of whether that would be qualified or not. It's just an indication that what they have said is not going to result in the sort of qualification or emphasis that we have drawn to the audit report, that their targets were not specific or not easily measurable. Just some of the challenges from an audit perspective on the post office which could possibly impact on the achieving of the targets is just we find that the vacancy rate within some senior positions with the post office, especially in the areas of supply chain management, where they do have people filling these positions, but it's basically an acting position, and these positions have been vacant for a considerable period of time. Supply chain management, chief information officer, and the chief operating officer. And those positions are currently being screened for filling, but at the last time we were at the board, they were still vacant. We've also found instances in prior years of non-adherence to the legislation with regard to food waste for irregular expenditure. Obviously, these all will be focused areas during the audit of the 2013 financial year to ensure that these incidents have not recurred. With regard to prior year audit findings, in interim discussions with management, quite a lot has been done to address these prior year audit findings, and we expect that by the time we commence the final audit, which will be in the next 2 weeks, that most of the prior year audit findings will have been resolved. Instances of non-compliance with laws and regulations were specific to food wasteful and irregular expenditure, and in certain instances with regard to supply chain management irregularities, specifically around the areas of contract management, and these were also the focus areas during the audit of 2013, and also obviously looking forward to the years ahead. Lack of policies and procedures for performance information. This is really with reference to documented policies for members of staff to clearly understand the policies and procedures in terms of gathering information that needs to be reported upon, and efforts are being put in place to address the policy documents that are going to inform these policy procedures with performance information. With key recommendations with regard to the process, leadership is required to understand the process to be able to guide and direct the development and implementation of proper performance planning and management. This is just the sort of guidelines introduced by the AG for members of management as to what will lead you to the successful report that we should on performance information. Also, there should be clearly defined roles and responsibilities linked to the corporate plan and individual performance contract. I think it's important that when you have a performance plan for the organization as a whole, these need to report into the individual key performance areas or senior, especially senior management, so that if the company, if the entity fails to meet its targets, it should have a financial impact on those leading the organization. As indicated, a proper documentation of the standard operating procedures with regard to the collating of information, with regard to performance information, so that everybody in the organization understands what information needs to be gathered to properly report on the organization's performance. Also, we believe a forum should be established with a portfolio to share insight and have a consistent approach. And this is really with regard to the portfolio and communication, so that they are a sharing of insights between the different entities and the approaches in terms of having information and reporting them on distance to how the portfolio. Also, it's important for management to continue to involve auditors in the planning process for the performance information, as we have been involved in the past with regard to determine whether the targets do meet the criteria of being specific, measurable, and relevant to the organization. By involving the auditors at an earlier stage, it could create an audit finding or inappropriate reports to the auditors only get involved at the end. And then also from a process point of view, it's important that management establish and implement action plans to resolve higher your findings. And in our discussions with management, during the interim phase of the current financial, current audit, we have had discussions with management to understand the action plan, and we are comfortable that these are appropriate to be able to resolve the audit findings such that they do not recur so forth in management reports in this audit report. That's our presentation. If there are any questions?
Talk about cost.
And you also interchange that with the present review, although it's not the actual orders which is due to start in the foreseeable future. But I find that the recommendations made are perhaps a little bit too broad. Now I want to give an example, or maybe two examples. Let's look at the key recommendations. It says develop and implement standard operating procedures. Now, let me lead me to believe that there are no standard operating procedures, which I find difficult to accept. So there may be very specific ones that you want to generate one thing. And I want to have a clear. Is it, are there no operating procedures currently?
Presentation. One question regarding the current funders. Weakness in the contractual management. When we do the presentation, we always get a shift from a late person to staff. I just want to know, what do you mean by contractual weaknesses, contractual weaknesses? What are you saying there? Can you just become clarity on that?
Thank you very much. Those are the three points. Questions. If I haven't, please just remind me of it. I think just regard to the first set of questions from the member who spoke first, just to give confirmation that all targets have been addressed. I think this was not the audit as such. In the audit, we actually given This hearing was specifically the final from the Auditor General to review the targets as they've been presented by management to just indicate whether they meet the relevant criteria. It's not giving an opinion that the targets have been achieved, that accurate or anything. It's just to how they develop the strategic plan and set their targets. And we have covered all these targets to ensure that each and every one, if I can remember correctly, was there were roughly just over 70 targets that the post office had set for itself. And we assess each and every one of those to ensure that the target is specific, clearly defined, it's time-bound, it's measurable, and it's relevant. Based on that, the fail rate is based on an entire 70-odd target. In terms of the current challenges, I think the question was on what is the space? If I correctly understood the question, it's based on my past experience as auditors of the post office, of some of the issues that have come and that have maybe resulted in some of our audit findings, which we believe all the significant challenges. And in our audit plan for this current financial or this immediate past financial year, these have been identified as some of the significant focus areas for audit to ensure. So we cannot at this stage confirm that they have all been appropriately addressed until that time of the report audit. There was also a question on standard operating procedures. Where the question was that whether they do not have any. I think this is with reference specific to performance information. The gathering of the information, just internal policies and procedures for members of staff to understand how this needs to be gathered and reported. So specifically with regard to that, it's not that we say saying that they no, it's just that it's not appropriately documented for people to properly follow and know what needs to be done, and it's specific to the performance information. There was a question also about action plan. Also, it ties in with the question of the speaker, whether our view is that there are no action plans to address the prior year findings. I think what we have found, and I think maybe the past few months, past financial year, with the vacancies, and this, I think to a certain extent, the vacancies in certain areas does have impact on addressing issues timelessly. A number of our findings work in the area of where those vacancies are. I'm talking about the areas of IT issues, IT findings, supply chain management findings. And with the vacancies and not being told, sometimes it does result in not being addressed and concern is some of the vacancies have been, two financial office positions were vacant for quite a while also, since the last audit. It has now been filled, and we had a discussion with the chief financial officer in terms of finding for financial related in terms of separation of financial statements, and we recently comfortable that those will be addressed. As I've indicated, that also addresses the first question of the second speaker, and also the second in terms of the vacancy and the impact of the vacancies on prior year audit findings. The audit ties in with the first speaker question regarding weaknesses in contract management. And I think it was reported in the annual report and financial statement as such of the post office that there had been an internal review of compliance to supply chain management and they had and there was that's really area of concern for ourselves. If we, the type of incidences or errors we find here, it's really an issue of a contract comes to an end and there's not enough planning to ensure that the new contract is in place prior to that one coming to an end. So it's not necessarily an indication of something really wrong in terms of how the money is spent. All the procedures to ensure that the new service provider is put in place following the specific procedures. And those are some of the areas that we have found that management have been addressing those to ensure that the proper procedures are put in place to regulate some of those service providers.
Control. that in itself could be lifted significantly. I mean, if we lift 10 million, 10 million could have been put together. So if there is a problem with regard to adherence to different policies, not compliance with the local regulation, do you have an indication what is the extent? Is it on lower level where you address those here? Is there an understanding at the leadership level what the implications are of such differences in management? And then also as far as performance information is given, and I see that this is one of your recommendations. Performance information is such a crucial element that it must be so reliable. So can you just give us a good understanding of, if you look at the current situation as far as software is concerned, to what extent do you think we should be concerned? Is there a 2% or 5% non-compliance ratio? Is there a higher ratio of non-compliance? Or is the current practice or the culture in itself of such a nature that there's a total disregard and that no understanding for why it is important to stick rigidly to quality?
That's where the first question came in. There was a concern that there's still errors. As indicated, the first operator has roughly, I think, about 71 or 72 identified targets that they want to achieve going forward. We have gone through each and every one of them and really assessed it to ensure that we requirement to be clearly defined so that they don't set any vague targets, and when it comes to reporting on them, it's not sure what they should report, how they should report, and makes it difficult for others auditors to review. In our audit report of last year, which covered the performance against these predetermined targets for the year ending March 2012, we reported roughly, I think, about 40% indication of where the targets were not clearly defined. So it made it extremely difficult for us as auditors to review and audit the targets that they are reporting in the annual report. And that is why we had looked at all the targets that they're setting for the next financial year, so that up front they can know if they're doing something really vaguely that is going to make us difficult to understand what is it that they want to report. And we assess that. An example, if I remember correctly, one of their targets is to reach 8 sectors of the community. And how they aim to, and they also say they want to, they mention a number, in the 6,000, 7,000 people. Each of them, in that instance, it was also vague. They are not telling us who is going to make up that 6,000 individuals they need to reach, from which community would it come. We would have preferred to be more specific. If you've got 8 different sectors in the community, you rather set the target for each one, so that you can say, okay, maybe for the elderly people, you want to reach 1,000. For this category, the youth, you want to reach 2,000. But to say 6,000, it's not easy to reach 6,000 youth by going towards these schools. And therefore we felt that target, it wasn't specific. Yes, it was relevant and useful, but it wasn't specific in terms of measuring when we come as an audit. So we're giving them an upfront indication that this is probably going to be, if we must cover that in our sample, we're probably not going to be able to give an indicator. So those are the sort of, when we say, and I think out of the 71 or 72 targets, we had about 4, maybe 5 overall, where we just felt that maybe a wording could offer a bit more clarity out of that. And that's why the error rate was between 2% and 5%. It's difficult to say yes, 100% for everybody. Yes, it would be nice, but sometimes Critical. Yes, all this is obviously uncomfortable. And I think the first people also mentioned they're not happy with the target, the high level of target, the threshold that the board is employed with. I think the reason for it is the threshold sometimes is otherwise companies are just going to spend too much time to collect it. All it is with a lower threshold because your samples are going to be so much bigger. We are comfortable that with that level of threshold, it doesn't distort the actual significance on the order point of view. So I think the example I gave you is the type of error that we found in the existing. And I said it only applies to the device, your form of the improvement data. The rest of them we are comfortable, the majority of them we could be in it when we actually go and order things to be able to understand what is the threat that they're measuring and how they're measuring it. Then the challenges in terms of the current challenges, I think the question focus again on theoretical expenditure and wage for. I think the committee needs to understand the regular does not necessarily mean this wage for that we did not get value for money. It basically means that we've got a certain procedure which says, for instance, if the contract comes to an end, we go out to tender to make fair and transparent for other service providers to talk a competitive price. Yes, maybe by going out to tender you could get that fair price, but it does not necessarily mean you don't need it, and it's wasteful. In the annual report of post office, they do give an indication of some of the amounts applicable that were under investigation as potential contracts that should have been renewed but may not necessarily have been renewed in time. Those were also under investigation. They tend to be a focus area during the current year audit to understand how management, what they've done to investigate and their conclusions to ensure that the current time or the 2030 financial statement makes the necessary disclosure. But it's not an indication that the money that will be necessarily wasteful. The reference to wasteful expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, the AG's policy is that as soon as you incur penalty interest, it's an expense that could be avoided. And therefore it automatically qualifies as wasteful and fruitless expenditure. I'm talking about interest and late penalty, the late payment. Whether it's 1 rand, 10 rand, or 20 rand, it gets the service of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Again, the nature of the fruitless and wasteful expenditure being reported in the SAP annual financial statements in the past financial year was specifically around areas of penalty and interest on late payments of account. Penalties, maybe even the traffic fine, is a penalty which could have been avoided and complied with the rules of the road. And those unfortunate temporary information need to be disclosed. Other businesses, it's a normal business expense. With regard to statement companies who have to comply with the FMA, it's an immediate expense. And that makes up most of the post office waste for and for this expenditure. I think I've covered all your questions.
Thank you, Chair. I have not much to say, but I'd like to address one of the main points for the threshold. This is a certain criteria that is allocated to our technical unit, and in future there could be development involved, especially with components, because remember we had a conclusion on the components and then the reliability. So I think there's a stated goal, of course, what happens with usefulness, actual effect, if we cannot get information is reliable. So looking at the usefulness, the threshold may actually avoid this in the future. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Anyone?
Mr. Benson?
From different part of it. What? What's the part of it? Thank you. Thank you, Anubhuke, Anubhuke Minister members. Again, apologies for the chair of the board is not here. We asked him to actually stay today. And Yomi Bangles and the acting chair of the Kappa Holding Commission. So we have the national values of the audience, the company, and the leadership. But before I address the host issue raised, can I get the rest of the team of staff with the institution?
Good evening, Chair President. Good morning, Honorable Chair President, Honorable Deputy Minister, Honorable Members. Today, we have found the executive not out. We have distributed our staff to make sure that we begin to address issues with the platform, and some of which we will update as an example of the fact that we really focus on, and I'm sure as we do the presentation, we will have some with lead from the executive to the financial chief financial officer in those areas, who will be doing the financial presentation. When it comes to the execution of the plan, Ms. Lakasa will do that part. I will be leading the presentation in totality and punching on some of the issues which have been raised in the auditor general report as part of our presentation and any other measures we need to come through. We do have, however, some members of the senior team coming from Postbank, coming from DHG in support of together with the company. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'll just give a quick overview of the strong member of that I will be able to do this. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Before I hand over to the CEO, I'll just give a quick overview of some of the matters that were, some of the questions that were asked. I just want to assure the committee that the Southwark Board has a very dynamic and active board that participates on every matter that comes before it. With respect to the question related to contract management, there is a regular review of existing month-to-month and potential irregular contracts. All relevant disclosures were made in the 2011 and 2012 financial statements as well as the BFMA requirements. There are processes to condone the irregular expenditure. Procurement task team is set up by the board to monitor, regulate, evaluate, and to remedy some of the irregular expenditure and contracts that weren't completed. There's a contract management policy in place, and there's an automated contract management system is being implemented and should be active before the 31st of March 2014. With respect to vacancies, the executive director vacancies are full, the CEO and CFO. We're waiting the shareholder approval for the CEO contribution. Good organizational structures review and appropriate business structures and human capital models for the group review to ensure its adequacy. Currently, key positions have been identified for immediate filling, and those include its supply chain management and other key positions. The labor broker and flexible labor statute for SACO be considered to address the current challenges within the function. Compliance with laws and regulations. There's a financial misconduct committee set up by management to provide guidelines around the PMFA compliance with its audit findings and illegal expenditure. The board of directors are set up a procurement task team to oversee procurement and supply chain management matters. Relevant policies, either procurement or reviewed and aligned with treasury regulations. The audit committee as we use management plans to address all audit matters and risk supply chain management matters. The audit committee is independent with external auditors to understand, evaluate, and address audit findings. The risk management committee reviews and oversees the group compliance with required laws and applicable regulations. So that's just a very quick overview about some of the matters that were raised, and I'll allow the CEO to provide more information if necessary.
Thank you.
In addition to the comment made, probably best if we were to proceed with the presentation, and at the end, if some of the questions are not covered, we will then address them in full. In terms of the way we're going to proceed, I will do the best few slides in terms of the beginner's position, and then I will hand over to the CFO to do the financial, and then followed by good strategy for execution of the strategy, and then outlining how we are allowing our strategic plan to POC and how we translate that into good scorecard. And then we will close with comments and questions. I will have the OP for you. We would like you to start with the contract before the OP. Just in terms of first product review, revenue remains our biggest challenge in terms of meeting our financial targets. The situation is driven by the fact that we had a strike, and that strike had an increasing contribution towards the loss-making situation when we signed up. However, as we foresee, we will indicate how we have attempted to correct that situation in terms of recovery. However, that then so far has not gotten us to the position where we can say for this coming year we are well positioned quite well. The motor vehicle license renewal renewed in third quarter 8.2 represents one of the products which is the biggest driver of our issue and our focus area for growth. So we believe that if anything, this is one of the products which we need to focus on to actually add value back into the gap which is in here. So it's not that only product, but this is one of the key products which we need to really ensure that the labor and rent issues pertaining to ourselves is one of the updates which we give in detail. Given that we had a number of incidents of strikes in the past year, one recently, and another one as we speak, which we're working on to correct the situation. But each of these incidents, we have assessed them, and we have identified the key challenges, and we are dealing with the key challenges in resolving and bringing stability within our force. We had earlier on presented the labor broker staff plan to the committee, and we due to conclude that towards the middle of the year. We are progressing in terms of the actions which were highlighted, and we will, as indicated in our initial presentation, that we give a good update in terms of how we do, but we are still on target to conclude the committee. We have had 653, probably 760,000 addresses rolled out. It's an area where we've been quite well in the address rollout, and we probably for the year exceed our target. Also, one of the challenges which we have noticed is that in a manner which we roll out the cost processes will not necessarily address all the areas to the same extent, and shared with cultural community is the approach around not only outlet per se, but also point of presence in terms of mobile units and stuff. And that being the way in which we increase our coverage in terms of cultural presence. Yes, the work standard, we hire 89%, which is an achievement against target. And the 18% has alluded to the financial misconduct framework, which has been put together to the
Chairperson,
through
you, I'll just
hand over to the CFO, just to take us through the financial situation.
Thank you, Chair. A brief overview of our financials as at 31st December 2012. When we look at our revenue, we can see that, as already alluded, it is quite depressed, and the energy needs to be focused on that revenue. Looking at our operating profit loss for the current financial year, we are looking at 156 million rand operating loss. And at the third quarter, we have a net loss of 162.68. That's a brief explanation, 2% up on revenue from prior year, but we are still not on target per budget. Revenue shortfall due to customer consolidation of volumes posted, delay in license approval for the charge center, and loss of customer. Expenses below budget by 22 million. But up 6% from the prior year. Lower revenue and withdrawals of subsidy for marginal food services contributes to high net loss position of 173. And just look at the subsidy line for a moment. When you look at the prior on subsidy, we are sitting at 181 million rand. In the current year, that dip of 51 million, 964. So that differential also brings us to the down as far as profit making is concerned. When we look at the business segments within the post office and how they have fared in the third quarter, when we look at the post office, we're looking at an operating loss of 600 million and a net loss of 383.756 million. Food services, we're looking at revenue of 260 and an operating profit of 110 million rand and a net profit of 13.7 million. Post Bank, the revenue sits at 484 million and operating loss 388 million rand. And for Post Bank, we see a net profit of 212 million. And for the SAFO, including its divisions, we sit at a net loss of 157 million rand. When we look at our subsidiaries, CFG, we have a revenue of 267 and expenses of 352 million. That gives us an operating loss of 55 million rand and a net loss of 45.8 million. So, okay, we have a very small portion of the logistics group, post a net loss of 84 million. Net operating loss of 84 million and a net loss of 408,000. And the total that we see that after an elimination of intercompany expenses, we have a net loss of 172.68 million. When you look at a revenue per revenue stream, we can see that all our revenue streams are not reaching targets on what we have targeted for. We are in total below budget by 4%, but we are up from the previous year by 2%. When we just look at that starting revenue, just to bring some understanding to why this is done in the current financial year, we had a claim for the Moscow Bank process in the previous year that came out in the current financial year. Mail budget low, declining in volume from customer consolidation and we can leave a strong impact. And this is the area structure financial year around all the last demonstration and stress that we were very important. Digital below budget is alluded from the delayed approval of the last quarter. Logistics, defining customer volumes for courier items, phone bank, loss of customers, the delayed implementation of bank fees, financial services, loss of stock of business, party payments, interest, lower interest rate and cash available investment, and salary that we have already explained. When we look at our expenses, we can see that we have managed most of our expenses, barring the staff expense from budget, and barring the transport expense from budget. But on a flexible start from the previous financial year, we have seen a decline, and that is mainly because of that shift from labor brokers to our own staff. And material and services, we have also seen a saving when you compare that to the previous financial year. Staff expenses, about budget, 50 million, with additional cost incurred during the strike, actually a conversion of casual labor, as we have already said. Transport expenses of budget are 42 million due to increase in land haul costs for the partner's brokerage business, including airline costs and transport flights. Material and services below budget due to cost optimization and lower spending during December. Other expenses below budget due to cost optimization and 10.3 million in local for percentage of the world. This slide just explains in more detail our in terms of staff expenses. When we look at the top section, the sole talent staff members who are not labor working employees. And the lower portion shows that we need to, the reason for that is essentially just to show you how much the difference in staff categories, not that they are still labor workers, but we still have an acceptable staff expense. 33 million under budget due to critical vacant positions, 89 million over budget for cable, net off, due to 2 million savings for flexible staff costs, 27 million overspending on casuals, and 70 million for overtime remains to additional cost incurred during the staff action. This is a slide that shows our paper. We had budgeted 250. The actual spend in the third quarter was 1579 million. Committed was 1545 million. And the total utilized was 1219.8 million. And the unspent was a cover of 30 million. 79 million has already been paid, 141 is committed, and 30 million remains unutilized and as 31st December 2020. This shows our cash flow statement as at 31st December 2012. Our cash flow has increased for the current year when you compare it to March 2012. March 2012, we're sitting at cash off on cash and cash equivalents at the end of the period. We're sitting at only 3.2 billion. At December, we're sitting at 3.5 billion. Rate. This is the balance sheet as at 31st December. We are seeing an increase in non-current assets, and we are seeing a decrease in current assets. Our equity at 31st December has dropped, and our current liability at December has increased. Non-current liability has increased, and our current liability has decreased. When you look at return on assets before tax, we are sitting at 1.3% negative when you compare to the 2.4%, and that is largely because of our loss-making situation that has a direct impact on our return on assets before tax. And we can add our return on assets for net profit. We have a negative of 1.7% when you compare to the positive 1.5%. Return on equity, net profit, we were sitting at 5.8% at 31st March 2012, and at 31st December, we are sitting at 6.8% negative. and that is largely because of the loss-making situation that's bringing down the negative. The current ratio, we have a slight increase when compared to 31st March, at the top, which is at 1.9, and we're currently sitting at 1.25. This is our collection rate, our daily sales. Outstanding. We have a target on our mail, 17 days, 340, 810, 130, Korea, 50, and group, total, 32. We look at bulk, we're at 23, 861, 83, 66, 141, Korea, 53, group, 24. The bulk mail designated exceeded the target by 5 days. Due to low debt collections, largely because of the December break, we have adjusted in terms of our collection rate. 3 days are 11 of our public due to late payments from customers. Agency debtors' days are high due to CPS methods currently in litigation. Courier days are 3 days over the benchmark due to low debt collections, overall collections from debtors out of the country. And I will also look at the first part of the scorecard, which are financial performance, and most of them we have already addressed on the financial. The first one is to improve financial performance, and that's group revenue growth. We have targeted 5.6 on top of the share revenue for 2011-12. At the end of the third quarter, we have 5.6%. The second one, achieve group operating profit and loss. We have targeted 18 million in profit, but we are below that. There's 166 million in that loss. The next one, increase cost efficiency management. Where we say maintain group cost as a percentage of total cost, where the target was 55.7% and we are at 56.3%. Maintain group total cost as a percentage of total income. We have targeted 99.6%. We are sitting at 103.6%. Strengthen the financial position. Group total debt, net interest revenue. The target was 14 million. We are sitting at a negative 8 million. Grow total debt across the book. The target of 190 million. We have exceeded the target. We are sitting at 219 million. Achieve return on assets, as already discussed earlier, we targeted 0.5, we are sitting at a negative of 1.7%. Achieve return on equity, we targeted 2.3, we are currently sitting at a negative of 6.8%. Increase total assets, we targeted 10.314 billion, we are currently sitting at 10.195 billion. Our current ratio, we targeted 1 to 1, and we are currently at 1.25. Achieve debtor days, mail and courier, we targeted 17 and 65 respectively, and our achievement there is for mail is sitting at 23, and for quality for courier, which is at 63. Capital investment, achieve total capital spend, paid and committed, we targeted 187. We are currently sitting at 280 million.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the report. The same is the first long-term strategic objective is from the consolidation of the current fashion. Our annual objectives is to restart the development, and the improvement areas that we're looking at include the corporate reduction on 12%. Our target for the first quarter was to complete the company registration policy. The achievement, the post-time audit directors have been appointed. The MRI is currently being reviewed by the post-time audit directors and the minister. Lending, borrowing, and investment policy has been approved by the DOC. National Service, the Minister and Cabinet. In terms of the achievement of status, we are not where we should have been, so it's not true. But we are implementing shared services units. Our product is to put all the necessary
1.3 to 1.4.
really this might an appointment could actually lead to 100%. And again, if we are possible that we can catch up on the portfolio. In terms of health, we are in Malaysia integrated the fashion in voluntary HIV and AIDS testing, and we want a 80% of health score. By the third quarter, we've already achieved 57%, and the last 3%, we're quite comfortable that we will get to that in the fourth quarter. In terms of access to ICT services and how do we grow the digital business, on the first of October, we will have the approval of the e-safety framework to implement the formalization of the agenda and the specifications for our e-practices. We've actually done the technical specification and the evaluation criteria for our e-registered mail. It's been approved, and the RFP has been advertised here in January and February. We've also done classified online payments. We've implemented in the meantime SMS notification to our postpaid customers, as well as we have been actually doing a balance inquiry via SMS, so they don't have to go to an ATM or to a bank. In terms of our customer intelligence, we need to begin to develop a customer intelligence as well, and we just want to develop a framework for customer intelligence. We are currently discussing the market intelligence system that is relevant to the conversion requirements. We have quite a bit of more work in the first quarter, but we are not going to achieve this by the end of the first quarter. Therefore, the next step is to achieve the customer relation management business case and submit for approval. The business case is currently in progress. And so hope that we can have some positive news in the next quarter. In terms of our license and mandate obligations, the first thing is to provide technical assistance as defined in Section 2 of the amended software license. Our target is 896,000, we achieved a 653,000, and by the end of January, we've actually already then achieved 720,000. And we're comfortable that the year target of 1.1 million will be achieved by the 31st of March. In terms of our additional consultation, our target was 38. At the end of the first quarter, we achieved 30. But we're quite comfortable that by the end of the 31st of March, we will achieve 40. It's a target of 50, and the balance of the 50 will be achieved in the first quarter of 2014. In terms of our delivery standards, as defined in Schedule 3, our mail target is set at 95. We achieved 89. But again, we've increased up to 94 in February. However, the current size does have a negative impact on our delivery standards. In terms of logistics, our target 98, we achieved 88, and the main reason for not achieving that is due to the number of SAA flight delays that we experience, as well as the availability with trucks, and we currently will be implementing a new line of line haul contract to actually procure. In terms of our queue waiting, 7 minutes. Now, 96% of our branches are achieving the 7 minutes. In terms of governance, our long-term governance structures and ethics, the first one was to establish and the fund and functioning of a financial misconduct system, and also ensure that the forms are held on a quarterly basis, and then report quarterly on both financial and combat irregular expenditure, purchasing work expenditure, as well as the incident review. We would like to have the first report of the difficulty, it is not realized. However, a lot of work is always being tracked on, the information is working gathered, and we're comfortable that we will produce the first report in all the anonymous reporting.
Coming back from the summary, one of the things which we did and we came out from the agency report is to really get these measures more focused. I do appreciate that the measures also are not necessarily reducing in the manner which gets manageable from the context of track. However, it was very important because of the need to cascade the target to the business unit and to the individual. I need to highlight this chairperson that we didn't have a very good succession plan and management process. Part of it came out during the AGIS presentation. What we have done with the corporate plan this year is that all the targets are now translated to business units and now being translated to senior manager and become part of their contract. We felt that it is important to still keep at that level to make sure that we track them and link them to what the roles that the individuals are. Linked to that is our plan to feed up the African plan component, but based on performance. So that is the one disconnect which in the last discussion came up to that our targets are quite in number. But we felt that for now, as we have a very strong professional plan, we need to use KPI as a way of ensuring that the performance is delivered. In terms of the balance around in terms of transformation, I just wanted to highlight that the weakest area around people's disability. In our presentation from the corporate learning point of view, and one of the inhibitors is our commission of our property, which ensures that we are able to have people with disabilities external our property. A huge component of our spend around property and addresses this issue. But it doesn't take away the fact that there are other opportunities which will not should be missing to address the component, because that is one component which actually we aren't doing this very well. However, it's one of the areas we're focusing on in terms of our targets going forward. The most medical challenge is one of the challenges which I have to admit that it's slow to remedy because of legacy issues. However, we addressing it via looking at how can we intend the liability, how can we clean up the administrative aspects to ensure that we can bring that down. That is one of the areas which is remaining a challenge for us. Postbank is one of the key projects which we are focusing on. We are at the moment having the opportunity to realign our plan against the funding which we received. And a number of the detailed projects I would like maybe to just take us through to check if we have your area on that project. He is actually in charge of the project itself.
At this point, we in a process, we dedicated part of our time to what supporting the GOP in the legislative assembly process of the post bank bill, with the overriding objective of aligning the post bank act to the bank. Previously, there was a bit of a misaligned alignment, and that is important that we are in support of the post bank. And, secondly, because of the funding, we now have to go back and look at how do we prioritize in order to meet the target of the lending. Of key, we're looking at processes, how do we get our processes to a level that we can bring affordable banking, how do we get the right systems in place in order to provide flexibility. And at the moment, we are on the phase three of the design, which is scheduled to end in June, and from June on the implementation of systems, and we bring in people in terms of area that we never had. We never focused much on because there was probably not much we need, but because now we're falling under the framework of the bank act, we will have to get people on board. We are looking within the next 18 months, we're looking at about 100 people to bring on board. Each of those positions are corresponded by the money that we've been receiving and the 25 by us. So within the next 6 months, we will reach.
Thanks, Chairperson. Some of the areas of questions you said and requested for clarity will cover again in the corporate plan. Just to indicate the alignment of some of the gaps and how we are aiming to solve going forward. Thanks.
Is it a neighbor, a to achieve the group
operating profit, and your profit for the third quarter was $18 million. You achieved $1.56 million. Why was this achieved? Maybe I interpreted this wrongly, but can you just explain that as well? And then the maintained group staff profit, the target was 55.7%, to achieve 46.3%. Why do you consider this partly achieved? Maintained group total cost, the net book, 99.6%. You achieved 103%. But why do you consider the underachieved? I just want clarity on those three points. And then, on the visibility, on your target that has not been met in your target group, that has not been met. And I encourage you before that you need to target the Deputy Minister in the Department of Women, Children, People with Disabilities. They are sending regular emails from the Disability Rights Movement, and there's regular updated information for the disability sector. So I think you should contact the office to assist you to make sure that you achieve that 2% of the
our forecast. That's 42 people, 42 negroes that are going to be other volunteer collectively. When you're saying 41% increase in terms of salary wages, that includes your incorporation of your agency staff, and which one is that? Does that one include the general increases of the increases that we do need in our organization? I couldn't understand that one because I wanted to if we are projected director. So which means in our business plan moving towards 3 years, 13, 14, then you should have to take that. And it goes down to the issue of the both and to the issue of affordability and also with the work that we are doing in terms of our financial growth is so good. And so moving forward, we look at the same how to use what we need to do with the efficiency.
Yeah.